Well, once again, Happy New Year. We are officially in 2024, and there is no turning back. We're just moving forward. In today's eye-opening episode of Start Living Sustainable, we're going to be looking into the intersection of faith and health. I want to share how biblical teachings from the Bible can actually give you and guide you into taking charge of your health, both in times of calm when things are ebbing and flowing and during health scares or challenges. So I want you to join me today as you and I both explore proactive wellness strategies, the power of prayer and wisdom, and the importance of a balanced approach to physical and spiritual well-being. I want you to lean in with me, because I believe you can transform your health and wellness journey with timeless spiritual insights. So let's do this. Hi friends, welcome to Start Living Sustainable. I'm your host, Cynthia Harvey Brown. In this podcast, I'm going to help you discover sustainable ways to improve your overall health and well-being in your home. And I'm going to show you how to do this without spending a lot of time or money, all in partnership with God. Yes, if you're ready to show yourself some love, experience a new level of wellness, build faith, and align your values with God's vision for your life, then you're in the right place. Pour out the diet soda, and we should talk about those yoga pants. Let's have some serious fun in today's episode. Since it's 2024, it's a new year, a new beginning, and you may be struggling to reset and begin your wellness journey. Do you wish you knew exactly what to do and how to get started? Right now, I'm offering a 1-hour home detox audit session. I can help you get clear on what you want to create in your home that contributes to your overall improved health, what might be holding you back from taking charge of your own wellness. And I promise you will leave the session knowing what your next best step is. You'll find the link below in the show notes to book a session with me. It's a limited time only. So let's go ahead and look at where we are this first week of 2024. Whatever has been going on, let's fast forward 6 months and look back. Now imagine if everything you could have possibly hoped for has happened for you in your health and wellness journey. Take a moment and think about what has changed or improved for you. This is what I want you to ask yourself, because it turns out no matter what your plans, goals, or aspirations are for your life, the one thing you can't do without is strength, vitality, and good health to pursue those dreams and desires that you have on your heart. It's so important that we understand our health is priority one. Just like you, I've had challenges. There has been health concerns that I've had to deal with and continue to monitor and stay on top of. So I stand on these scriptures on health and healing, and I want to share them with you. The first one is Matthew 9, verses 20 and 22. And this is a very familiar passage of scripture. It's the woman with the issue of blood. And it reads, "And suddenly a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years came from behind and touched the hem of his garment." That's Jesus, of course. "For she said to herself, 'If only I can touch his garment, I shall be made well.' But Jesus turned around when he saw her and he said, 'Be of good cheer, daughter. Your faith has made you well.' And the woman was made well within that very hour." Now, if you put all of this in perspective, during that time, women were not allowed to touch men in public that were not their husbands. She could have been stoned to death. There was a crowd of people following Jesus at that time. But he recognized that she touched him and virtue left from him. She was bold enough to make the effort, to be proactive, to go after what she wanted. 12 years is a long time. And it also says in the scripture that the doctors had sucked her dry of her finances. So she was desperate. And when you are sick and you're desperate, you've got to be proactive and make changes, just like she did, seeking healing for yourself. The next scripture that I want to share is Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through 22. This is the value of wisdom and instruction that the Word of God can give us. And it says in the Bible, "My son or daughter, give attention to my words. Incline your ears to my sayings or teachings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life for those who find them and health to all their flesh." This is powerful wisdom and instruction. God is telling us to apply the word on any health concerns that we may have. I encourage you to seek out every option available to you when you're dealing with any kind of medical issue, and share the research that you find with your doctor concerning your health and wellness. It's important that you hold on to what you believe to be true, even as you look for advice and instructions. The third and final passage is in Psalms chapter 103, verse 2 and 3, and it reads, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, and he heals all of your diseases." So this is a prayer of faith. You see, we can create an atmosphere of healing by affirming these scriptures over our lives, because our bodies were designed by God and they want to heal themselves. We can edify the process and help by getting rid of unhealthy practices so that you can boost your personal health. And it takes a little time and effort, but when you're under pressure and you want to be proactive in terms of the measures you take, which of course means regular checkups and a balanced diet and moving your body around, and don't overlook the role of mental and spiritual well-being in your overall health. It's really important that whenever you're dealing with any kind of issue, that you have a support system in place. It could be your family, your friend, or the church community that you're a part of. But read the Bible. Read it with a friend or a family member, or even if you have to read it on your own. You can also try different breathing exercises to calm your nerve and find ways to laugh out loud to help you maintain faith and positivity. I encourage you to spend time every day praying and time in the Word, meditating on healing scriptures focused on health. Find one or two in the Bible that resonates with you, or start with the ones that I've shared with you here today. These are three of my favorite. This will help you build your faith as you pray and integrate biblical teachings into health-related decisions that you may be facing. So hold on. Allow the Word of God to strengthen you and to give you courage to take the responsibility for your health from a biblical perspective. I totally see this for you, and I know that you want to move past any health challenges so that you can feel better. That is why I help health-conscious women eliminate home toxins that are impeding their health and wellness. Again, I'm offering the Home Detox Audit Session. It's a 1-hour session. For those of you who are listening today, you can book a new session with me right now, and I promise you'll leave the session knowing what your next best step is. So click the link below right now. The offer is yours for a limited time. As we wrap up this episode, I encourage you to continue to grow and seek both spiritual and physical aspects of health, including a holistic approach to your well-being. It all works together for your good. Thank you for listening today, and share this episode with a friend that you know that may also benefit from the information and from a session with me. I'll see you next week. Thank you for joining me here today at Start Living Sustainable. Please take a moment and head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. That really lights me up. If you were encouraged or blessed in any way, show your love and share the episode link with someone that you know that may benefit. Thank you so much, and until next time, God bless you, sis.